You're listening to the audio production of Biblical Critical Theory, How the Bible's Unfolding Story Makes Sense of Modern Life and Culture, by Christopher Watkin, published by Zondervan and read by Christopher Ashman. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com. For Allison, sine qua non. Eternal wisdom is tasted in everything tastable. It is the delightfulness in everything delightful. It is the beauty in everything beautiful. It is the deliciousness in everything delicious. Philosophy is inconceivable with religion and inconceivable without religion. We can no longer give ourselves the belief that former generations gave themselves. And yet, we cannot believe the stories that we would like to tell ourselves. To the Orthodox, there must always be a case for revolution. For in the hearts of men, God has been put under the feet of Satan. In the upper world, hell once rebelled against heaven. But in this world, heaven is rebelling against hell. Foreword. Tim Keller. I'm delighted to pen a brief foreword to a book that I have been eagerly anticipating for years. Like many others, I've read various forms of critical theory for decades. However, it is only in the last couple of years that the term, under the heading critical race theory, has burst into popular consciousness. What should Christians' attitude toward it be? On the one hand, many denounce it as evil and toxic and say it should be shunned like a virus. On the other hand, some say, let's learn from it, but not swallow it whole. In this book, Chris Watkin diagonalizes these alternatives, taking an approach that does not ignore the concerns of either, but that is more radical than both. Critical theory aims to make visible the deep structures of a culture in order to expose and change them. Chris, as a scholar of modern European thought and languages, is thoroughly acquainted with the various forms of critical theory that have arisen over the past century. Most of them are based directly or indirectly on forms of Marxist analysis. Since the middle of the 20th century, and especially since the 1990s, a host of high theories in this tradition – literary theory, feminist theory, critical race theory, queer theory – have sought to unmask and undermine the oppressive structures of Western society. But the term critical theory has an older and more basic meaning. It means to not just accept what a culture says about itself, but also to see what is really going on beneath the surface. Every culture deploys multiple patterns, narratives, pictures and images, vocabulary, to create a world, or worldview, or social imaginary. But the Bible has its own narratives, images, and patterns that enable us to analyze any culture at the deepest level and to both critique and appreciate it, while at the same time preventing us from being captured and co-opted by it. A biblical critical theory, therefore, can and should be developed and used by Christians living and ministering anywhere in the world. It must first expose the main flaws in the dominant culture's narratives, showing how they fit neither human nature nor our most profound intuitions about life, let alone the culture's moral ideals and aspirations. As Chris points out, this was the approach Augustine took in the incomparable City of God. Then Christian theory must point to the beauty and truth of the gospel as the source of numerous fulfilling counter-narratives. The contention of this audiobook is that there is a critical theory in the Bible itself. Chris Watkin travels through the scripture from start to finish, giving us the outlines of a Christian social theory. I'm especially pleased that Chris, while exhibiting an extraordinary breadth of learning and reading, wrote this book not only for an academic press or audience, but also for educated laypersons and Christian leaders. Certainly, I believe that academics, particularly Christian ones, have a responsibility to build on this and speak to peers in their own fields. However, I think preachers, especially younger ones in more secular and pluralistic environments, will be able to benefit enormously from this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?